Shum, boom, boom, boom. You know how the storms are in the sky and how visual they are and how tempting they are to worry about them? Well, we have a master in our presence today who's going to tell us about storm. And that person is the Reverend Dr. Anita Loop of Switzerland, New Zealand, and the universe. And it's a great pleasure that I give you this master musician, metaphysician, and magician, Anita Loaf. Let's give her a hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Anita speaking. My topic today, storm. Storm, the sky bus. Storm is a van, a bright blue, sky blue van. And what I'm going to tell you now is the story about how I became the happy owner of Storm. The story starts in Arrowtown, that's in New Zealand, where I worked as a dust fairy. Was about one day before Christmas, and Christmas is my birthday. So I just got my paycheck and I thought, yippee, I go to town and I buy myself a birthday present. My first thought was something useful. Good thinking, Anita. Go for it. Something useful. So I walked through the different shops in Arrowtown, and about in the third shop, I saw something which caught my eye instantly. Of course, completely useful. It was is a money pick, but in form of a bright, shiny little car with a fairy sitting in it with a wand in her hand. And the fairy looks very, very much like me. Blonde hair, big smile on her face, and I thought, I'm gonna have that. So I bought it. Very useful, very reasonable. I was happy as a kid. That fairy money pick has been with me for months. After many different adventures, I moved to Christchurch, where I worked as a dust fairy again. And since I didn't have a car, I hitchhiked around to get to all my different jobs. And sometimes the hitchhiking took me longer than my actual work. So one day I made the decision, it's time for a car, Anita. Get yourself a car. All the money I earned from my dust fairy business, I'd stuffed it in that fairy money pick. By the time I had made my decision, I think I had about $10 in there. So I thought, that's a good start. That should get me a car. So my first step was to make a drawing of the car I want. Happily enough, I already had a drawing, which I made from that little money pick, the car with the fairy in it. And I looked at that drawing, and I thought, well, what I actually want is a van, not just any car. I like a van, a perfect van where I can live in, build a bed in it, and which is going to be my home. So I changed the little fancy car into a nice big van, put big writing next to the drawing, wanted, the perfect van, has to have registration, warrant, running smoothly and perfectly, and underneath I put, very generous offers please, and call Anita, thank you. So I already thanked them for the van. I hitchhiked to Christchurch and hung up my ad in all the different backpackers and travel agencies and felt really happy. So back I went to where I lived. I lived with a friend in his caravan, went on with my dust fairy jobs and whatever else I did. And after about 2 weeks, I got a bit impatient and I thought, you got to make it happen, Anita. It's not happening. And as soon as the make it happen comes in, that is like I get in the way of the divine flow. So I started putting ads out in the buy and sell. And first, that because I had that make it happen in it, I put ads out for a car, not for my perfect van. I got a couple of phone calls back, but of course for tremendously expensive cars, which I didn't want. So I realized that doesn't work, Anita. So I let the whole thing go. I didn't put any ads out anymore. I just thought of my beautiful drawing I made where my perfect van was on it. And I had the most beautiful experiences. People called me who wrote the ad. And I went to see their vans, and they sometimes were about $3,000, thinking of that by now I had about $30 in my money pit. And I never ever told anybody how much money I have. I always just said, you got a gorgeous van. I appreciate you showing it to me. I think it's just not quite what I want. But thank you. And I always gave them tips because by then I knew exactly how to sell a van because I had been in all the different garages everywhere and I knew where you can sell your car. So I really had a ball doing that. And about another week later, I got a phone call from a lovely, lovely French man. And he said to me, are you Anita? And I said, yep, that's me. Are you this lovely lady who's looking for the perfect van? I said, yep. And he said, I've got that van. And I said, wonderful. So he asked me where I live. And I said, I'm out in Governor's Bay. That's about a half an hour from Christchurch, a beautiful bay. And he said, ha, funny. I'm just about a bay further down, kayaking. After the kayaking, I come up and show you the van. So I thought, okay, that's fine. Went on with my work. And while Dave, my friend where I lived, and I were working on his building, suddenly we saw this gorgeous blue van coming up the hill with a kayak on top of it. And the two of us looked at each other and looked at the van, and I instantly knew, that's my van. That's the van I'd really like to have. So I walked up there to meet the guy, and I had the most wonderful talks with him. I looked at the van very carefully, acting as though I know everything about engines, everything. I looked at the inside, and it really was lovingly kept. You could see he cleaned it nicely. He had put a lot of love in that car. So he asked me, do you want to go for a ride? And I said, oh, I'd love it. Love to go for a ride. So off we went together, and he drove smoothly and beautifully. Now I more and more thought, that's it, that's it, that's it. Then we drove back to the house, and he said, well, I thought I'd get about $1,800 for it. And I thought, I told him, that's a real fair price for that van. You should have no problem to sell it. And he said, don't you want it? And I said, maybe it's a bit short for me because I still didn't have the money. So you just go ahead and do your thing and sell it. Thank you for passing by. And he left with the van. And I thought, oh, there goes my van. But the same evening he called me on the phone and he was happily chatting away. We talked philosophy, not a word about the car. And then he suddenly said, Anita, do you know that I'm leaving on Sunday? By then it was Friday. I'm going back to France. I really want to sell that van. And I said, oh, yeah, I can give you heaps of tips. I know all about selling vans by now. So I told him what to do. He called again on Saturday. And he said, I still haven't sold the van. And I told him, you're not interested. If you really wanted to sell your van, you would put a sign on your van. You haven't got a sign on. Go out into the square in Christchurch and you can sell it. And that's what he did. He put a sign on, went out to the square, and he found people to buy it, of course. So he called me Saturday night about 10 o'clock, talked and talked, and then he said, I found someone. A lovely German couple, they want to buy the van. And I said, wonderful. And then he said, but you know what? I did not sell it. And I said, why didn't you? That was your big chance. And he said, because I think it's yours. And then he said, because the phone call before that one, I told him how much money was in my money pick, in that ferry car. He knew by then, and by then I had $60 in there. And I told him purposefully because I really wanted him to be able to sell the car. I felt he held back. And then he called back 10 o'clock that night. He said, you bring your money pick to the airport tomorrow morning, and I give you the key. I don't care how much money's in there. Whatever you got, you bring it. Yeah. And I hung up the phone, came back in where David, my friend, was sitting, and I told Dave, Dave, I think I just bought a van for $60. And he said, look, Anita, I've watched you now for the last couple of weeks. And he's a very, very positive, beneficial thinker. If that's true, if you bought that van, and I only believe you when that van is on my parking spot, I know that everything is possible. You get that van here, and I believe you. So next morning, he even brought me into town to the airport because he really wanted to have that happen. I went to the airport with my little money pick. And of course, was early as always, stood in front of the airport, and I waited and waited. And suddenly I saw Sebastian, that's the name of the Frenchman, coming in big stripes, walking towards me, beaming over all over his face. And all he said, I'm so happy you're here. I thought you might don't want it anymore. I'm so happy to see you. And that man was besides himself. So we sat down on a bench out there, and I gave him my money pick. And the beauty was my mom had sent me $200 on my account just, it arrived on Saturday. So I picked this $200 up too because I promised him I'd give him what I have. And when he saw that there was even more in it, you should have seen that man. He was beside himself. He was so beautiful. He was happier than I was. And then he started to unpack his package, his backpack. Oh, and I thought I'd give you some chocolate for the first days. And then he said, oh, I haven't got the van here. I only got my friends here because we took my neighbors along. We didn't have enough room in the van. And for a moment I had a doubt and I thought, looked at him and he could read my face. He said, I'm not pulling your leg. It's just because at my friend's place there is so much stuff you could use for the van. So my friend takes you home, brings you to the van, and then you can load it up. And it was so beautiful after having a ball at the airport with Sebastian and his friends. His friend took me home, Brian, and in the living room of Brian's place were all these goodies to go in the van. And I packed up the van, and the neighbors, these friends, were all around it because they all had just a ball seeing how happy I was. And before I left, one of the neighbors gave me his hand, like to give me five, and said, whose van is that? And I looked at him and I said, mine. And I drove home with my brand new van called Storm, the Sky Van. And that's the story about how beautiful it is to create your own world and have an adventure by doing it. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Thank you, Dr. Rule. You are spectacular. And what comes after that?
Nothing anymore.
How do you top that?
That is
my friends, live it. This is what it's all about. Believing in the impossible, because there's nothing impossible. Believing in whatever your dream is, because it's your dream. And don't doubt anywhere along. Keep your little Pixie Band, put your pennies in there, and more people have bought things for nothing than people who have bought things for something. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you, Anita.
Yes, that's what.